Oh, it's been a long day. It has been a long day, and it's not over yet. I still have to go to the grocery store and get stuff for dinner. And I insert it. Oh, God! Insert it.
You need mental intervention.
I know. I do need mental intervention. I insert it. Oh, God! I'm sorry. Oh, Christ. To quote one of my favorite podcasters, this is ruined. This is ruined.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 68 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 6th of May, 2008, or Cinco, no, not Cinco, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis de Mayo. Oh, Lord, y'all, there's nothing like fucking it up from the very beginning. Hi, everyone. Hope that your seis de Mayo is going well and that your Cinco de Mayo went well. I made my annual trek over to see my friend George, who I spoke to you about. When we're going to use the name George, since that's his name. Made the trek over, and y'all, he really has the nicest funeral plot. I mean, it looks over the river and the Cooper River bridges. It's just, in fact, I almost laid down on his plot where his casket is, and because I was thinking to myself, you know, if George just sat up and looked and saw how his view was, he would be very happy. So, anyway, but I didn't do it. But I was close. But anyway. Y'all, I really don't have a whole lot to talk about today, except for the fact that I got several e-letters from folks telling me or talking about random acts of kindness for yesterday, and I just want to, well, they're all over there on the BFO. In fact, I'm just going to go to the BFO and read some of them, because, you know, only you people who are as fucked up as I am could come up with some of these fucked up random acts of kindness. Okay, like, for instance, Archer, he was going to let someone have his parking space today as a random act of kindness. Larry Cly, he bought Big Fatty a cupcake today, but he did not let the fat cunt in line behind him go first. You know, there's just got to be a limit to the random acts of kindness, and, you know, I agree with that. Michael in Stuttgart asked if listening to this shit was a random act of kindness, and I initially said it was a random act of kindness, but actually it's a deliberate act of kindness. There's nothing random about the BFO except the way I put it together, and that's very random. John in Ely said that he was kind to the wife of some oil company executive today. He spent $50 to fill up his gas tank, and he figures that helped pay for a portion of the cost for her tit lift. You know, John from Ely, I love you so much. You have no idea. And Brian from Boston, his random act of kindness today was he wanted to be more and more like Big Fatty. So in yesterday's show, when the airplane flew by kind of like this, he thought it was a real plane and ducked and about shit his pants. So, you know, he didn't duck. He jumped about 20 feet in the air, figuring he was about to get hit. You know, that's kind of like that Eli Stone thing. You know, I didn't check to see if anybody joined the listener map as a random act of kindness, but I'm guessing nobody was that fucking kind to do that. But I'm just going to give it one quick One quick look. Now, I do want to remind you that come Sunday, the 11th of May, there better not be any random acts of kindness. There better just be some acts of kindness because, y'all, Sunday is Mother's Day. And, you know, you don't fuck up on Mother's Day, okay? And so if you haven't done your Mother's Day shopping or gotten your card or whatever, you can order the flowers online. They can still deliver them. In fact, have them delivered on Friday. That way she can enjoy them for a couple of days prior to Mother's Day. And, you know, you get cheaper shipping and all, too. You know, it's kind of like an online coupon. And, you know, sometimes there is an online coupon if you go looking. And, you know, the random act of kindness of checking the listener map, the fucking listener map won't load. So that's a random act of kindness there in itself. All right, now I want to touch base, tell you about a couple of things. Number one, y'all, I've told you that I've already gotten my $600 stimulus from the government to, you know, my economic stimulus. Well, you know, it was direct deposited into my account, but I've got a postcard telling me I was going to get it. Y'all, and I got it a couple of weeks ago. And, y'all, today in the U.S. mail, I got something telling me I was today. Now, this is the sixth of, I got it yesterday on Cinco de Mayo. But it was telling me that I could expect my payment of $600 from the Stimulus Act of 2008 by the 2nd of May. Y'all, the fucking money is already in my account, and they wasted money to send me this fucking thing telling me that I could expect money in my account 3 days ago. I mean, how much money are we wasting on postage? Does the government have to pay postage? I don't know. Do they? I think they probably do. So anyway, they could have given me $600 and 82 cents and saved from having to mail that shit. And you know, postage is going up on the 12th, so y'all, if you want to save a penny, go out there and buy some of those forever stamps, because you'll only have to pay 41 cents for those. I bought me a book of those the other day. Now, I have got some important news for you, y'all. Tonight, Tuesday night, seis de mayo, cuatro, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. I'm not good with the Spanish, y'all. Seis de mayo, tonight, is the 100th episode of the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, they are bringing back Apollo Anton Ono, and they are also bringing back Mario Lopez and some others to be on the 100th episode, and they're going to kick somebody off. And so, y'all, if you've never watched the Dancing with the Stars, you should at least see Apollo Anton Ono and Mario Lopez on their dancing, because, y'all, they are delicious, and you will get a better feel for why Big Fatty loves the Dancing with the Stars. Now, believe it or not, the map has loaded, and of course, the first person I see is Straight Bob, who has now posted a picture of himself. And he asked me if I needed some advice about Oz. Well, yes, Straight Bob. How quickly can you send me a picture with your pants off? How's that? Y'all, he's cute. Y'all need to go over there and look at that. He had posted, but his picture didn't show up before. And I'm just going to run down these pictures again because, you know, sometimes they like to sneak in there on the Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I want to apologize to you for running my mouth so much yesterday. So much, in fact, that I was not able to get in the Memory Lane music, or the Mystery Lane music, as some people like to call it. But I am going to do that today, and I see no reason to wait any longer. Let's just get right in to the Memory Lane music. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, today's Memory Lane Music is a show that Big Fatty loved, and let's just say that the Memory Lane Music for this show, it changed from year one to year two.
The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you, unlike any other schooling that you have ever known before.
First years are hard years, much more than to know. But good friends to love us, we'll fill every role. Stay open to all things unknown and new, and one day we'll all say, hey, look, we've come through. Hey, look, we've come through. And one day we'll all say, hey, look, we've come through. The first years.
You teach yourselves the law, but I train your minds. You come in here with a skull full of mush, and if you survive, you leave thinking like a lawyer.
Well, y'all, do you recognize the theme from The Paper Chase? Yes, that was from The Paper Chase. And The Paper Chase was a 1970 novel as well as a 1973 film, and it was based on the novel, and a television series which was based on the movie. And it was the story of James Hart, who was a brilliant young law student from the Midwest who attends Harvard Law School and becomes obsessed with one of his teachers, Professor Kingsley. It's Professor Charles Kingsfield, who would teach them contracts law. Now, the TV series was on CBS, and it aired, it was a one-hour drama series that aired from 1978 to 1979, only two seasons. And y'all, the music you hear in the background is the theme music of the second year of The Paper Chase, but it was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful series. And it also went on and played on cable for three seasons on Showtime. And at the end of all of those, Mr. Hart finally graduated from law school. Now, do you remember who played Professor Kingsfield? Well, that was John Houndsma. And Mr. Hart was played by James Stevens in the TV series and on Showtime. So, anyway, I never saw the parts on Showtime, but the part on CBS was just fantastic. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me today like it did yesterday with Big Fatty just nattering on, I've got a voice letter that I need to play.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hi, Big Fatty. It's Taylor. I asked you a couple of weeks ago why you're scared of me. I sent you a voicemail, and I even talked about it on my show, Pod is My Co-Pilot. And you haven't answered yet. What's up with that, Big Fatty? I don't understand why I haven't heard from you. But you know what? That's okay. because in a couple of weeks, you'll be coming to Orlando, and I'll be able to ask you in person.
I'm not going to be ignored, Big Fatty.
Have a really good day. Bye.
Oh my gosh, y'all, I may have to rethink this trip to Orlando, which, you know, for those of you who may not know, I'll be going down with Larry Cly from the 4th through the 9th of June, and we'll be staying at the... Oh, maybe I shouldn't say where we'll be staying, just in case someone... Oh no, Disney's got good security. They've got the Mouse Police. We'll be staying at the All-Star Movies. And y'all, I told you last week that there was going to be a special announcement about an event coming up during the Gay Days, and I'm still waiting to see if we're going to have that special announcement. And I hope that we will have that special announcement soon, but... In order to make that special announcement, I'm going to need the assistance of someone else to help me make that special announcement. So we'll wait another day or so before that special announcement, but I'm going to tell you, when we have the special announcement, you're going to be at the Gay Days, you're going to want to be involved in this event. So stay tuned for that special announcement. All right, now y'all, Big Fatty has been... was talking to Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty rode with me today over to see George, my friend, over at the cemetery, and I was trying to tell him what my summer was going to be like, and y'all, Big Fatty is going to be a busy lesbian this summer. Not that I'm a lesbian, but you know, if I were a lesbian, I would be a very, very busy one. Because starting tonight, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis of Mayo, my friend the Nip is coming back for a visit, and he will be here from the seis de Mayo through the 11th. I don't know what 11 is. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve days. I still don't know what 11 is. But anyway, he'll be here through Sunday. And so, you know, you may hear the Nip on a podcast. And y'all, I have confirmed today that the special guest that I was hoping to have on the Gays is unavailable to be on the Gays, except they might be able to be on the Gays, except I'm not sure when they're going to be able to be on the Gays, so they may or may not be on the Gays, but I think that you'll enjoy it if they are on the Gays, and so we'll have to just give you an update on the... Oh, thank God that music has started. Never have I wanted the music to start so soon, as have you. Consider the ending music nothing more than a random act of kindness, y'all. Thank you so much for giving me 20 minutes of your day every day. Well, not every day, but 5 days a week. And, y'all, you really make the fat one a happy person when you listen and just... You know, tell somebody else about the Fat Show. The Fat Show. The Fat Show. The BFO. You know, the BFO. Okay, now, let's do our little counting again, because, you know, it's uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.